20th Century Fox's The Hound of the Baskervilles was to be the very first big-budget Sherlock Holmes movie. And surprisingly, it was the first Sherlock Holmes film to be set in period. As a Victorian gaslit adventure was felt to be at a comfortable distance for audiences from the realities of impending war. Rathbone had been chosen personally for the part by the studio boss himself, Darrell F. Zanuck.
Zanuck had a very hands-on approach. He wanted Holmes to be a clever, observing fellow, not the sort of chap who pulled rabbits out of the hat. So in other words, he wanted it to be about deduction.
But Zanuck's control also extended to the script, and there was one line that he mysteriously added, which would, for the first time on film, mention Sherlock Holmes' most controversial vice, his cocaine habit.
The very last line, as Rathbone goes out of the room, he opens a door to go into another room. He says, "Watson, the needle."
"Oh, Watson, the needle."
The line contravened the Hays Code, Hollywood's moral censorship guide, which dictated what could and could not be mentioned on screen.
There was actually a specific line where you had to tick to say that you had not referred to narcotics. The needle is all over the press book for Hound of the Baskervilles. And in fact, there is a wonderful figure of Watson. He's struggling under the weight of a giant syringe. And the caption says, "Watson, the needle."
"Watson! Coming home!"
And it was in these films, too, that the character of Dr. Watson finally caught up with Holmes to take equal billing on screen for the first time.
"Thank you for your timely assistance.
Really, Watson, aren't you a little stout for this sort of thing?"
"Rubbish. Ideal weight for a man of my age.